Augusto, come on down. We noticed there was a contestant on Price is Right wearing an Iowa, Illinois t-shirt. Said, Quad Cities, where Iowa and Illinois spoon. Karen, most of you would remember her by her maiden name when she lived here, Karen Lula. Till this Casto fella tried to make her change her last name, but she kept them both. Karen's on the phone with us. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would ask if there's anybody you wanted to say hi to, but we've only got until 10, so.
Well, I have to do a shout-out to my agent, I call her, Angie Blair Moore. I just hung up the phone with her. I almost wish I had her on the party line with me because I'm like, that's who I'm calling.
All right.
And,
so,
of course, Jimmy, Chris, Kathy, my sisters and brother I grew up watching the show with, and my mommy and my daddy.
All right. I saw so let's back up. You grew up where, in Moline?
Yeah.
And
they're still there.
Okay. And you moved to California. How did you get on The Price is Right?
Well, my husband and I were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary, and I'm like, I want to do something fun. And his number one show, and I grew up watching it too, he's kind of shy and introverted, and he knows that I would love to do any game show. And he's like, I would do Price is Right. I'm like, you would? He said that several months ago. So what I went online to try to get him on the show, and they kept... It was like a new way that they were doing applications because they used to just take you in a line. So I kept trying to type, this is for my husband. And then they eventually had a Zoom audition. And I said, so should I get my husband in here? They're like, no. He has to do his own application.
Okay.
I got on. So they Zoom auditioned and then everyone gets in line and then they decide from there.
Okay. And I was looking at some of the pictures. Everybody who went with you to The Price is Right is wearing a special Price is Right t-shirt, except for you. Except for you. Why?
That's right. I had to represent. Good old Quad Cities. I love my Moline heritage.
Okay, I wasn't sure, like, if that was intentional or because...
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because everybody else had, you know, it would have been for nothing if you didn't get on the show, right? If you, and maybe they would have ruled you out because, look at you. Everybody else has a Price is Right shirt on except for her.
Mm-hmm. The ugly duckling.
No.
But you'll grow into a swan. So when you talk about, back home to your friends, in California, what's the top three things that you mention were the best part about growing up around here?
Oh, gosh. Well, first, I always try to let them know, home of John Deere. I'm like, you've heard of John Deere. I'm like, that's where he's from, you know.
Okay.
Point that out. But my memories are just like the great food. There's no longer a BVI, but I used to work there and love those big old clubs and Rubens and just the great... The great people and, you know, driving around and enjoying everybody's company, softball games at Green Valley and riding around in the back of a pickup truck with a cold can of Pepsi and just good times in my parents' basement and porch and I just love the Quad Cities.
Well played, can of Pepsi because mom and dad are listening.
Back of the truck.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice work. We all believed it.
So they call your name and you come down the aisle doing a cartwheel. And then did you plan on that or did they encourage you to do that or what?
They definitely encouraged it because in the Zoom thing, he's like, yeah, just keep being excited and enthusiastic because I was just genuinely like, oh, my gosh, I'm on an audition for Price is Right. So I was happy and smiley.
Yeah.
Like, keep doing that, but more. And I'm like, well, it's weird to do it on command, you know, when it's not authentic. It's just weird. Anyway, I'm like, I do cartwheels in my classroom to reward them, you know, for whatever, good behavior, good whatever. I go, I could do that. He goes, oh, my God, if you do a cartwheel, you're for sure getting on. I'm like,
Okay.
All right. But
okay.
I should have practiced. It was the last day of summer, the day before the first day of school, so I was a little rusty.
Well, prior to that, when was the last time you did a cartwheel?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I have three kids, and so when they were doing stuff, they're like, what can you do, Mom? And I'm like, well, I can do a cartwheel. So just, I don't know, from time to time. But in my classroom currently, like, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And so I'll do it for them.
Well, I was talking about this earlier. I said, okay, I recognize this kind of teacher instantly. She filed her lesson plan, disguised this watching of Price is Right in the classroom as some sort of math learning thing. The principal spotted it right away and then pulled the fire drill, and you guys had a fire alarm, didn't you? You missed it.
No, that would be funny. I wasn't even planning on watching it.
Come on! Come on! I had a teacher like that. He would let us watch the opening day of the Cubs and disguise it as like a math lesson or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. I had a teacher that let us watch the Cubs. Remember that? Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, Mr. Brantley.
That was awesome.
He was great. Yeah. But so there was
what
no intention.
Did you go to?
I went to a Catholic school. I went to St. Bede's up in Fox Lake, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there at Wilson. And
We got to stop. We got to pause the interview for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Tell Karen, her college roommate, Dixie, says hi. Karen, Dixie says hi.
Dixie says hi.
Hi, Dixie. Hi, Todd.
That's it, huh? Okay, she's doing a cartwheel right now.
Oh, yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes, she is. I can see it. Hers are way better than mine.
Now, I'm looking at a picture. Your family was gathered to watch you on The Price is Right. Everybody is there, and there's a great picture of your dad. He's on the phone. Yeah, I don't know. She's on Let's Make a Deal or some goddamn thing. Everybody's here. Your mother's making something for lunch, I guess. But everybody's here. I guess they're going to go afterwards. He's on the phone. Did you see that?
You're lying.
No, he's on the phone.
No,
go and look on your Facebook page. Your dad and somebody's going.
Right. I didn't see that. And when you said let's make a deal,
yeah.
Were you making that up?
Yeah, I was totally making that up.
He kept confusing it.
Oh,
and that's what bugs me when people don't get it. Like Price is Right runs through my blood. I know every rule, and out even here in California, they're like, so if you spin the wheel, what? I'm like, how do you not know this?
No, that's exactly how my dad would be. I don't know. That ice skater Nancy Culligan. Carrington. What? Who is it, honey? I don't know. Nancy, the skater girl.
Exactly.
So anyway, she is with Monty Hall or Bob Barfer or something like that, and everybody's here and we're going to watch it. Okay, so that's tell us so about funny. Spinning the big wheel. That you don't get to practice during the commercials, right? Or do you?
No, I wished we had.
Because it's really heavy, correct?
It's pretty heavy, and Jeff, my husband and I are always like, he's like, you got to do it just right. Even before I was going to be a contestant, he would always talk about controlling the wheel. I'm like, not me, just spin it, let fate handle it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I was trying to channel my inner Jeff, because the first two I just spun it and then got lucky. But on trying to get the bonus, I'm like, he's going to be mad if I do this. If I do the fate thing, I better try to do it his style.
Yeah.
It didn't pan out, but it was still worth a go, I think. Drew always comments on that, too, I noticed. He's like, good, I would have done that, too.
Yeah. Well, and you didn't need a lecture from Jeff on the way home. We talked about this! You're supposed to have two hands up at the top, three
That's
hands
why
up,
I pull!
Christ
I
almighty.
I did at the Showcase Showdown. I'm like, I'm doing exactly what he says, because he's really better at the game.
Oh.
And I couldn't hear. At the Showcase Showdown,
yeah.
I couldn't hear what they were describing. I could barely see it. It was so hard.
How easy was it to hear for the rest of the time you were on stage?
Not great, because it's noisy, it's exciting, it's distracting.
Yep. And so when the announcer's describing stuff, are you just like, I have no idea what's being said right now?
Yes and no. I kind of could. And I also wish that I just focused, because when you're sitting on your couch, it's so easy to get the answers right.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept looking to the audience, like, what do you think? And it was just confusing. And this is funny, too, that one of those prizes for the Plinko thing, the binoculars, my husband's a hunter, like avid, that's where he is right now, on a hunting trip. And he has all kinds of those binoculars. My son has only one eye. He was born with microphthalmia. So sometimes he would grab binoculars and put them up to his one eye the wrong way because he only needed the one. So we would crack up and go like, we need to get you a monocular. So this is so funny that this is for...
Oh, birth defects are hilarious. That's always good.
Oh, yeah. So I look at them like, well, how much is this thing? And they got it wrong. And if I had gone with my own gut, I would have said 50-something.
Yeah. And how come he's using your binoculars? You want them. Drew gave those to you, not Jeff. If he wanted funny. Jeff to have them, Jeff would have been told to come on down. These are Karen's. So, when you're done with the show, do they let you keep your name tag, or do you have to turn those in, or is it like a souvenir? You get to keep it.
Yeah, you kept it. And when they announced me, there was a big poster with my name. I'll never forget that moment. My friend who was also on it said the same thing with her, like, that's my name. They called my name. So they sent it with me, but I think it's in my classroom on a pile. I don't know where it is now.
A poster?
Yeah, like a handwritten poster that they wrote Karen Casto. Like, they hold it up to the audience, like, you're the name we called. Right. And I just remember staring at that.
Well, because they don't want somebody whose name they didn't call to come running down, smash into you while you're doing your round off or whatever. And then you got two people lying unconscious because one person thought they heard the wrong name. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So you got it.
Did you, maybe I came in late to this whole thing, which we've been talking about for basically, the last 3 days. But when did you go? And do you have all of the prizes now?
They don't send those till like January. And so I went August 15th. I had teacher meetings that day, but the students came the very next day. So that's why I'm like out of my skin. Like, I was so sleep deprived and busy and overwhelmed. And it's just the crazy time of the year. My son was going off to college. Everything was nutso in my life. Uh-huh. And so I think that's why I was so cuckoo. I just was so out of it.
You were so perfect on the show.
Oh, yeah. You're the contestant that they dream of. So wait a second. So Jeff is not using the binoculars. He's out there just shooting blind.
I didn't win them because they didn't give me the right price.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm. And it's a monocular. It was one, I didn't win that.
Okay. And so because you didn't win it, you had to ship your one-eyed kid off to college? What the hell?
No, he's got a prosthetic. It looks pretty good. You can hardly tell. And I'm going to write a book on that experience.
Does a prosthetic eye cost?
Well, that's funny you should ask, because he just lost one about a week before college started. And we were like, oh, great. There goes another $3,000, because he's lost some before. Mm-hmm. And this was lucky, though, because he needed one anyway. He was due.
For a new
insurance
eye.
Pays.
Explain what it must be like to the rest of us to ask your son, when he tells you he lost his prosthetic eye, where did you have it last?
Trust me, we used to have rhymes like, in your face or in the case, Seth. You can't take that eye out. You've got to leave it in your face or in the case. But he just forgot where he put it the night before. He takes it out at night. And
like, is it in a drink? Like he drops it into with an ice cube just
college,
to be funny?
You know he is.
If you're listening, at a high school reunion, I threw it in a whole bunch of people's, because I had spare eyes. We have them just kind of in my purse or whatever.
What? You carry?
So yes, at our reunion, I throw them into people's cocktails to make them freak out.
My wife has Kleenex and chapstick, and you carry around spare prosthetic eyes. That's awesome.
You betcha. You never know when you're going to need it for them.
We're 10 minutes into this conversation with our friend Karen, who you know as Karen Lula. Who's just on The Price is Right. And I'm wondering why you don't have a morning show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
These kids can learn on the street. They can learn via Zoom. Come and do a morning show. Forget everything else.
All right. I'm in. Sign
So if you're just getting caught up here, the prizes don't get shipped out until, what, 3-4 months after your appearance. Yeah. And even the money? Because...
Right.
You should be able to like go to the cashier on the way out.
Pay off my old car.
Yeah. And let's talk about this. Who's Shelby?
Yeah, that's my girl, my oldest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How come her name tag is all torn up at the top there? Did you notice that?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Oh, you know what? I think her hair got stuck in it, and she probably had to tear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have some prosthetic hair to replace?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm seeing it now. I'm looking at it in my... I see the corner. It just accidentally tore off. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, it must have been with her hair.
Well, it's not like you can get any of these every day, so...
Ask me more about my kids. I love hearing you say her name on the radio. There's Shelby. There's Janie. She goes to Augustana College. Go Vikings!
What?
And my son, Seth, you already know a lot about.
Yeah, okay, so Janie goes to Augie. What is she studying?
She is studying psychology, and she's going to work with students with autism. She's going to be a BCBA, like, she's going to have her own agency to help kids with autism. Okay. And she's a fantastic goalkeeper for the soccer team.
Yeah, really? She's got those crazy crazy gloves with the stiff fingers.
And how many eyes does she have? Two? Or she has two. Okay, good.
And the stinkiest gloves on the planet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Wow. Yeah, we made my kid leave his soccer gloves at school when he graduated because I'm like, I don't want those at the house.
Not many people know this stench. I'm so glad you can relate to me because it's worse than the cleat.
you should tell her that Augustana does a great thing every year with the Penguin Project, which is a group of theater kids who all have disabilities, who all get to be in the main roles, and it's just a pretty amazing thing. Yeah, she would love to help out with that.
My dad and my brother are involved in theater. Jim Lula, they're both named Jim Lula. The Penguin Project. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's very
totally
cool
telling her.
So was being...
I went to Augustana, too. So did my sisters, Chris and Kathy.
Yeah, we're going to move on from that now, Karen.
Karen, this isn't about you. We will ask the questions, okay? You need to be a better guest and just listen.
Bill, what's the name of the show?
It's the Dwyer and Michael Show.
So, no, Karen Lula's not on?
Right. The Karen Show starts later this morning
in third grade. Your name's not even on the business cards.
Yeah, Halper, that's the teacher in me. It's the Lula in me.
So was being on The Price is Right everything that you thought it would be? Like, you know, people say, oh, it's the studio is so much smaller than I thought. But what was it everything you were hoping for?
Beyond.
Uh-huh.
Beyond.
What was your interaction?
Can you elaborate? Just one word answer?
No.
Oh, now we've hurt her feelings. Now I feel
awful. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing your game.
She just gave us a Saturday school, a detention. Wow. Okay. Sorry, Miss Karen. What was your interaction with Drew like during the commercials? Is he stay away or does he interact with you or what?
Well, that's so funny. I love Drew Carey, and they didn't show this. I was trying to point out on my shirt, look, you're from Ohio right here on my shirt. Yep. But I just kind of got awkward or weird, and they edited that out. Anyway, I think he's hilarious, and I love him, and for some reason, I got the feeling he just, like, was kind of like, look, in a way that you were to me, like, quiet, be quiet, let me handle this, you know? Like, I think they even said, you're upstaging Drew. So I think, you know, so I got the feeling that everyone was enjoying me, but I was like, oh my God, I'm saying too much. So I tried to get quiet and like more docile a little bit at the wheel time and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was definitely friendly and kind. And in between, he would kind of talk to the audience and tell jokes. And he's hilarious.
Do they tell you, though, don't ask for autographs, don't expect pictures or things like that?
No, and you are not allowed to bring your phone. There's no, because I made some friends, but I couldn't get their contact because we had no phone.
Oh, you were talking to people, huh? Shocker.
That's weird.
Oh, everyone. It doesn't seem like you.
But I think because of Drew's experience as a stand-up comedian, I don't think he minds letting the contestants, you know, sort of take over. But at that point, it changes him because then he needs to be the guy who's at least... They can't have two clowns up there.
Right.
So he'll be the clown if he's got like a really like low energy contestant. But I think he lets you fly, but then he has to be the guy who's at, you know, somebody's got to remember to take the commercial breaks, you know?
Yeah. He's got timing and things.
No, he's good.
All right. And what's Jeff do? You're a teacher. What does Jeff do?
Well, he's retired, but he used to be a correction officer at the prison, like an hour down the road.
Oh,
Morrison?
So I get him first and send him to him. I'm just kidding.
That's hilarious, though.
Wait a second. So are you being held against your will? Like this is like a friendship that then he's...
No. He's retired, and I'm super jealous. I wish I could be at home watching Price is Right.
Well, somebody has to support this family, Karen. Thanks to you for stepping up.
What's the theme in the classroom? Like, what's the alphabet going across the top of the front of the room?
God, you're so funny. I'm not a theme kind of teacher. I'm a hodgepodge. Look at this kind of. I wanted to post these kids' reactions because they were so freaking cute.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're allowed to on Facebook.
Oh, that's okay. Your reactions are plenty.
But I mean, then you could see my room and their faces and their guesses. Oh my God, that was hilarious. They made guesses at the final showcase showdown, and they're like, $200.
It's like getting
some of them were spot on.
It's like asking the kids how you cook a Thanksgiving turkey. Right. You know, they're like, put it in the oven for 4 days
at 100 degrees. Yeah.
You got it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Karen. You were a lot of fun. Thanks for talking to us. How often do you get back to Iowa?
I'll be there Wednesday.
Not often, huh?
You be here Wednesday for what?
I'm going to help my brother with something he needs help with.
Oh, okay.
He just got a good bill of health with his cancer update. So we're going to, help him with, I know. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, my daughter goes to Augustana, like I said. And so there's homecoming festivities and I'll be visiting with my parents and friends and having a good time. So I get back at least once a year. Summer's usually. And now that Janie is there, we go in the fall.
So we don't have to par-bake a Harris pizza and freeze it and send it to you or Whitey's or anything. You just come and get it yourself.
Hey, feel free. I don't get that often, and I could have it every day. Oh my gosh, you're making me want to just get there right now when you said Whitey's and Harris pizza.
Okay, children first. Let's take care of the children.
Happy Joe's too.
Let's educate the children, then we'll get ice cream.
And we'll look for you next week because you'll be riding in the back of a pickup truck around town.
Yeah, with a Pepsi.
With a Pepsi.
Yes. Not a beer.
Yes.
All right. So great to talk to you. Congratulations.
You made my whole day.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great weekend and a good trip.
Awesome. Thank you.
And okay, best of luck to your brother on his recovery. That's great. You guys sound like a tight family.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Have a good day. Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
Thank you.
There you
go.
You can see the pictures and some clips from her. She's the ideal contestant for Price is Right.
Well, and you know from watching all the documentaries about Price is Right that they look for people, that can really, really amp up their behavior and this and that. That's just how she is. I mean, she is the perfect contestant because that's just how she is.
Hey, hang on. Karen, are you still there or did you hang up?
I didn't know if I was supposed to hang up or not.
Okay, good. No. Somebody just said, ask her. This goes back to a conversation that we had earlier this morning. Going back to your son, did he ever leave his fake eye in his pocket and it went through the laundry?
I don't have a specific memory of that, probably. But one time he left it in his wallet in Target. And someone stole the wallet and never returned the eye, and I'm so mad about that.
But that's the best way to make a thief reconsider his line of work. There's an eye in here. Yeah.
I would love to see the look on his face when he opened that wallet. But wait, this person who wants to know, did I ever wash it?
Yeah.
No, but you will die when you hear this. One time, he swallowed it.
So
I didn't find it in the laundry. I found it you know where.
No.
So did you use like a spatula for the recovery, search and rescue mission?
I put like 20 gloves on and then I washed my hands 75,000 times.
Can I ask another question about this? Because now that we're in the wheelhouse of, human excrement, this is our lane.
This is where we excel.
Nobody's wearing that afterwards, right? Nobody's using that. I mean, why even dig it out? Because there's no way that's going back in anybody's head.
Because it's $3,000. I don't wash it and wearing it.
Okay, listen.
This is what happens to boys who don't put their eyes in their head. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Janie, when he would get scolded when they were little, my middle one, Janie, would be like, Mommy, I don't take my eye out. I'm like, no, Janie, good girl.
You keep all of your pieces on your... Good job.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. Listen to this. We just got a message. This is from Larissa. Hey, you guys, my brother also has a fake eye. He was in a three-wheeler accident at age 10. He was washing it and dropped it down the drain, and the drain had no stopper in it. Now, he lived in California at the time. His doctor was in Iowa City, so they sent him a temporary eye. It was all black, a black, like, placeholder till he could get a new one.
What? Why black?
I don't know. She says, though, he breaks it out for Halloween every year.
Maybe they just didn't have one handy, you know.
Oh, my God. Like, he's had plain white ones when he was a tiny baby. They didn't bother painting because they had to change it every month. But when the Cubs won the World Series on 2016,
oh my time to dress up
you
the
know
eye.
What we put on that
no,
eye.
No,
oh, we got our no, out.
Oh, no, yeah. No, no.
We are big Cubs fans.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
Never forget that day.
Okay. We do have to let you, because don't you have to get to school?
I do. Yeah. I have a meeting in an hour, so I still have an hour.
It's like 7:30 there. She doesn't care.
All right. Thank you again for talking to us, Karen. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. I'm definitely going to hang up, and you call me if anyone else has more questions.
Okay. Definitely. All right. Thank you. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.